In an ideal world, healthcare workers returning from West Africa would get a quick blood test. It could prove that they are not coming home with the Ebola virus. A test like that would put to rest much of the anxiety surrounding these doctors, nurses, and scientists. Well, unfortunately, even the best blood test in the world cannot do that. NPR's Richard Harris explains why.
There's an exquisitely sensitive blood test for Ebola. It uses a technology called PCR, or polymerase chain reaction. It can detect extraordinarily small traces of genetic material from the Ebola virus. The catch is the test is usually used on blood samples, and Thomas Geisberg at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston says the virus doesn't tend to start out in the blood of an infected person.
The initial sites of replication actually are not in the blood itself. They're mostly in tissues like spleen or liver.
It's not practical to sample those organs to look for Ebola, but Geisberg says the virus doesn't stay there forever.
Over time, as more and more cells get infected, the virus is then released into the blood.
At that point, the PCR test can detect the virus, and when it is still in extraordinarily low concentrations, maybe one or two virus particles per drop. And Geisberg says that concentration is so low, an infected person's body fluids pose a minuscule risk to others.
However, as the disease progresses and people start to get sick, in that same small drop of blood, all of a sudden maybe now there's 100 particles or 1,000 particles.
At this point, body fluids do pose a risk. And it's also when people start to feel sick.
You're going to start to detect the virus about the same time that you're going to have clinical signs of disease show up.
So sensitive as the PCR test is, it doesn't give you any advanced warning that a person is infected. But this also explains why people aren't a risk to others until they actually fall ill. Richard Harris, NPR News.